The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband, Joseph, being a righteous man, and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when Joseph had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to begin this morning by sharing with you an article that appeared a few days ago in the National Post newspaper. It's an article that looks at some of our Christmas habits. It's going to be a green Christmas if the research from one credit card company is right, and they're not talking about the weather. Visa Canada, who issued the survey, is estimating that Canadians will spend on average, ding, 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 get ready for this, Canadians will spend on average $930 on presents this year, the highest amount in the survey's history. Right now, people are doing the math in their heads, I think. Am I above or below $930? We'll buy 13 presents each, and parents will spend on average $220 per child for that special something under the tree. So what's all this money buying? Most people are playing it safe with clothing, something those kids probably won't appreciate too much. Gift cards are the second most popular item, as they continue to boom in popularity, the author writes. They're tied with toys for second place. Then come books, music, and the ever-present electronics. Kids apparently have asked Santa for video game systems, iPods, and even cash to hold on to throughout the year, which shows how the times have changed. In the past, toys were the highest on children's wish lists. Those video game systems are getting expensive, a fact not lost on parents. "You're blinking right it is," snapped one angry Christmas shopper. Despite the buying mania that grips so many this time of year, the vast majority of Canadians say, and of course this is no surprise, as they're in the shopping malls being asked these questions, the vast majority of Canadians say that quality time with family and friends and not the exchanging of gifts is the most important part of the holiday. At least 70% of Canadians have company coming for Christmas dinner, and half of those will make a party out of it. And entertaining won't be cheap this year. Visa estimates that most of us will spend just under $400 on our seasonal soirees. Now here's some of the highlights from the article. The average amount that Canadians will spend on gifts, $930 per person. Those who will be buying at stores this Christmas season, 87% of you will buy your gifts at stores. 23% of you will buy your gifts online this year. Which Canadians will spend the most this Christmas holidays? Ontario. And they will spend on average $1,068 per person. Who will spend the least? Us frugal farmers? No. Quebec. They will spend an average of $740 a person. The average number of presents and the average number of people that we shop for on our Christmas list, on average, Canadians will buy 13 gifts for 10 different people. How much will husbands spend on wives this year? Again, this is Amar. Husbands, I can hear him thinking now. Am I under or over the average? $257. How much will wives spend on their husbands? Lower or higher? $192. How much will parents spend on each child? $220. And how much will the average Canadian give to charity? I don't believe this number because when you ask people, they're always more charitable than they really are. What do you think? $183. There's lots of talk as we march up to Christmas about the cost of things. As this survey shows, Christmas is not cheap. We don't make it cheap. We have ourselves to blame for that. In fact, another article I read in researching for this Sunday said that almost 38% of us, it was like 37.8, almost 38% of us have not paid off our Christmas debt from last year yet. That balance still rides on our credit cards or our lines of credit 12 months later. And those almost 40% of people are even going farther into debt this Christmas. The cost of Christmas. The presents. There's a very real cost. We want to get our loved one just the right thing. We want that big smile Christmas morning. We want that aha moment. We want to feel that, hey, we've recognized your importance to us. We've recognized your commitment. We've recognized something, and we've done that with the gift that we've given you here. And the gifts we give say a lot about ourselves. How much we spend on someone often says what they mean to us. The mailman will not get a gift as equal value to that of your spouse. Well, that's for your own family to work out in its own way. But by and large, I think when people are making their Christmas wish lists, they attach budgets to people. Honestly, don't we? We think, okay, Sally's teacher, that pot chocolate in a mug, I'm comfortable with $15. My best friend at work, that's probably a $30 gift. Uncle Maury, who I see twice a year, that's probably a $5 gift. And that cousin, you know, well, she's 8, and, you know, she'll want something. But my husband, my child, my parents, my sister, different amounts. And we associate this cost with our love, with our respect for people. And no wonder we find ourselves as Canadians, and this is an average number, $930, by the fact that it's average, some of us will be higher. Some of us will be lower, but on average, we'll spend near $1,000 on gifts for people this Christmas. And it seems that we'll spend close to $400 entertaining and going to parties. So chalk a lot, that's $1,300 per person that we'll spend on Christmas. And that's quite a cost. Another cost associated with Christmas is the cost of time. Christmas takes a lot of time. We take holidays, we take time off work, we spend time in malls and in parking lots, we spend time thinking about the proper gift. It costs us time cleaning the house, getting ready for company. It costs us time dressing ourselves up, dressing our kids up, taking them out to events and functions. Christmas is a very busy time. It costs us a lot of time. We seem to be running around, lots to do, lots to accomplish. There's a huge cost of time. Another hidden cost of Christmas is the emotional cost. We all want to have that perfect Christmas. Have we bought the right gift? Is the gift that they bought me worth more than the gift that I bought them? Or is the gift that I bought them worth more than the gift that they bought me? Well, I feel awkward. Well, they don't appreciate it. There's the emotional cost. Whenever you bring family and friends together, there's different personalities. There's different relationships. There's mother-in-laws and father-in-laws and mothers and fathers and grandkids and grandchildren and cousins and neighbors and uncles and aunts and all sorts of divergent people who, by and large, 12 months out of the year, are pretty able to ignore one another. But all of a sudden Christmas comes, and with that comes the Christmas tradition. And we always have supper at so-and-so's house, and we always open gifts at so-and-so time, and so-and-so always sings this song, and so-and-so always gets drunk. And these are our traditions. And whether they drive us crazy, whether they drive us up the wall, whether we live in terror going to someone's house on the way for that Christmas dinner or Christmas Eve or Boxing Day celebration, we continue with them because that's the way it's done in our family. Feelings get hurt. People's noses get out of joint. Fights occur. If we're the kind of person that wants everyone to get along, we feel emotionally conflicted. If we're the kind of person that doesn't like getting along with people, we're looking for a fight. In Christmas, there's a huge investment of emotional capital. I think that's true in all families. Because there's expectations. We've watched the television shows too many times. We've seen It's a Wonderful Life. We've seen the Charlie Brown Christmas. We've even seen the Scrooge that stole Christmas. At the end, everyone holds hands. Everyone sings songs. Everyone gets the perfect gift. Everyone smiles, everyone hugs, everyone says, God bless us all. But is this really our families? Will everybody be hugging? Will everybody be holding hands? Will beautiful music start to play? And will the lights fade out with a beautiful pastoral picture of the perfect Norman Rockwell family? Probably not. That's part of the emotional cost of Christmas. With Christmas, there's great costs. There's the financial costs. Many of them self-imposed, but society expects certain things of us. There's the cost of time. The preparation, the planning, the just showing up to things is a huge cost of time. Then there's the emotional costs. The worrying, the dreading, also the hoping, the excitement, the joy, the anticipation. I think after Christmas, most people are just a little bit deflated. 12 months to get ready for that again. It's an emotional marathon. Then we'll do it all again. A lot of cost to Christmas. And we talk about them. You know, we'll kind of let off a little steam here and there. We'll complain about the parking lots, about people, about the price of things. But by and large, we go through it. But there's another cost to Christmas. A hidden cost to Christmas. Not a cost that's so easily tabulated as the Visa bill we'll get in January. Not a cost that's so easily quantified by looking at our calendar and seeing all of our nights and days booked up. Not a cost that's so easily understood as the emotional fatigue and dread that some of us will go through at Christmas. The hidden cost of Christmas isn't our cost at all. It's God's cost. To put this whole Christmas miracle into motion, to bring Christ into our world, cost God a lot. Think about what God sacrificed to make Christmas possible. God came to be Emmanuel, which as we hear in today's reading, as we hear from the prophet Isaiah, means God is with us. God is with us. Not just that God is around us. Not just that God is looking out for us. Not just that God is keeping tabs on us. But God is with us. And how does God come with us? God comes right into the muck of our world. God doesn't come into our world as some kind of superhuman being, as some kind of Greek God that's half human, half God. God doesn't come as a king. God doesn't come as a rich nobleman. God comes born to refugee parents. God comes born to a young 13, 14, 15-year-old girl who, if alive today, wouldn't have a driver's license, wouldn't be allowed to vote. This is who God comes to. And this is who God says, care for my son, this infant. Make sure he's fed. Make sure he's dressed. Make sure he has shelter. Make sure his needs are met. God comes into the world, into the muck of our lives, so that God can be with us. God knows what it's like to walk this earth. God knows what it's like to be ridiculed. God knows what it's like to suffer scorn. God knows what ill health feels like. God knows what a broken heart feels like. God knows what tears feel like rolling down your cheek. God is with us because God came into the world as us. Not kind of like us, not similar to us, but as us. God ate as us. God loved as us. God dreamed as us. God cried as us. God experienced as us, so that God could be with us. And that cost God more than we could ever pay. It cost God His only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. That is the true cost of Christmas. The true cost of Christmas isn't found in our credit card debt. Isn't found in the busyness of our December lives. Isn't found in the gnawing emotions of family get-togethers. The true cost of Christmas is found apart from us. And fortunately for us, it's a debt that God has paid. This is the true Christmas miracle, is that God is with us. God became like us so that we can become like God, so that we can enjoy the gift of eternal life, that we can enjoy the gift of grace, of forgiveness, that we can enjoy daily the gift of the Holy Spirit that strengthens us, that supports us, that nurtures us. This is God with us. God is our Emmanuel. That is the greatest Christmas gift that we could ever receive. Amen.